I'm Dawn Lego, and it's time once again to buckle up for a new episode of Raise Nation Radio, the one and only podcast made to inspire fundraisers like you to continue making impact in our communities, building better tomorrows, and exchanging ideas. So whether you're a trailblazer or seasoned pro, you'll pick up the trends that transform your fundraising. And together, we'll dive into lively conversations. We'll chat with industry-leading fundraisers and thought leaders to explore hot-button issues and innovative ideas. So stay with us for the next 30 minutes while we inspire you to embrace the future of fundraising. All right, let's get going. Welcome back, Raise Nation Radio. We're so glad to connect with you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for making our show so popular. We're moving into the 130th episode, and it's all because of you. If you're new, welcome. We're so glad you're joining us, and we hope you stay for a while. You have about 130 episodes to catch up on, but please follow us on your favorite channel because we do stream just about everywhere. So it's so great to connect with you again. We are going to get into some pretty fun conversation today, but not just fun, fun in fundraising as well. I heard the word shop raise. Have y'all heard of it? Shop raise. So the word shop right there, you had me, right? So shop raise, really cool stuff. Great incremental revenue that you could rely on month to month. Great for attracting new generations. Buckle up, sit back. You're going to want to hear this conversation because I'm so pleased to welcome to Raise Nation Radio, Sean Kaliza. I hope I said that right, Sean. He's the founder and CEO of ShopRaise. Sean, welcome to Raise Nation Radio. How'd I do with your last name there?
Oh, absolutely perfect. Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, well, you know what? We've spoken a couple of times, and I have to admit you did have me at the word shop, right? I'm a woman. I kind of have had my experience with shopping once or twice. And then you add that to raise, and I'm like, oh, I am so in and intrigued, as I know our audience is. But before we get into all of that good stuff, our audience wants to know you, and they don't want me reading a bio or anything. So why don't you just share who you are, where you've been, what you do at ShopRaise, how you founded it, and whatever else you'd like to share personally.
Sure, absolutely. So again, I am the CEO and founder of ShopRaise. I've had a lot of experience in small business, typically in entrepreneurial situations, but mostly I've been focusing the last 20 years on tech development, nonprofits, and fundraising. And that actually is something that gets me very, very excited just because I love working with nonprofits. I love the missions that everybody has, and it is so... It's so fulfilling being able to help different organizations achieve their goals, utilizing the tools and technology that we're able to provide. So again, it's absolutely fantastic. I've worked in lots of different types of industries, but the nonprofit industry is one of the best.
Yeah, well, I kind of agree. You know, just knowing that we're all in this together, building bigger and better and brighter tomorrows, and just trying to figure out ways to do that. There is a lot of tech there. So I want to say that this is an easy one, right? Like, this is no-brainer kind of tech, nothing to be afraid about and something you really want to embrace. I love that incremental revenue, but let's start at the very beginning. Let's channel our inner Julie Andrews. What is a shopping program? Like, can you just spell that out for me?
Sure. Basically, a shopping program down to the bare bones is the ability to turn everyday shopping into support for your favorite cause. You might be familiar with cashback programs. There's a couple of big ones out there.
Top cashback. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, cashback programs are absolutely fantastic because, again, you're doing your everyday shopping at the places you want to shop, buying the things that you want to buy. But what shopping programs for nonprofits basically are programs that take that money that would normally go for cashback and dedicate it to the cause of your choice. So it's a really great way of helping your nonprofit, your organization raise money incrementally beyond what you normally get through donations. And also you can engage people who maybe don't have the disposable income right now to make that direct donation. It's also great for a lot of younger people who, again, aren't in that position where they can just, you know, give you $100 or $200 to do it. And it's also a great way where people can live their values. You kind of think about donations on, you know, you might get from your supporters a few donations a year, and hopefully even more if you get recurring donations. That would be fantastic. But, you know, for a lot of people and a lot of organizations, they might only get one or two donations per year. Shopping programs are a way you can literally engage people almost on a daily basis. I mean, if you think to yourself, how many times have you shopped at Amazon or Walmart or bought some clothes or went out grocery shopping or any of the things that you normally buy on a daily basis? Shopping programs can, again, capture some of that revenue and then direct it to your organization, which is really, really great. And of course, that supporter gets to feel good every day because they're supporting the cause and the values that they have.
Okay, got lots of comments here. So we have a nonprofit audience, and we opened this podcast about talking about shopping programs. You kind of connected the dots a little, but let's go a little bit deeper if you don't mind. Why should nonprofits, and you touched on a few things already, but why should nonprofits be interested in shopping programs?
Well, the first thing I would say is, why wouldn't you want to be part of a shopping program? And I'm not saying that facetiously. There are certain organizations that should not look at shopping programs. If you're just getting started and you don't have your core fundraising supporters in place, what I mean is you don't have your large donors, you don't have your board, you don't have all that stuff in place, shopping programs are not what you should be looking at. We always consider ourselves supplemental fundraising. So what that means is that you will use it once you're ready, once you have your good base of supporters, you have a good stream of donations. And what you're looking for is to do two things. One is you want to incrementally get a little bit more out of your donors that you currently have without having to ask for more money. I know that's kind of a thing where we always want to be able to get a little bit more out of our current donors, but there always is that risk. Is the next time you ask, are they going to be like, well, I already gave you a lot, I don't have the ability. So this is a great program where you can, you know, work with those, your current donors, and get a little bit more, in terms of funds and also engagement. The second reason to use this, is when you're trying to engage younger donors. You really want to expand out your donor base. So there are a lot of people out there, especially younger donors. We're talking about millennials. We're talking about Generation Z that just do not have the disposable income, like I said, to donate. And you want to start bringing those people into your donation funnel. And if you kind of think about it right now, and if you look at your base of donors, typically for traditional organizations, you're going to find that your bigger donors are going to be a little bit older, maybe in the baby boomers, maybe in the silent generation. And you have to know is that that's great for right now, but that is not something you're going to be able to rely on into the far future. So we have to start cultivating those younger generations. And that's really what shopping programs are all about. We want to engage those millennials, engage those Generation Zs, and get them started now. So when they get into the time frame of their lives, when they do have a lot of disposable income, they're going to think of you as a place that they want to donate.
Okay. So I want to challenge you a little. I hear what you're saying. Every nonprofit needs a path forward to grow their impact, their database. They need their major donors, recurring. They need all that infrastructure. But why not start out with a shopping program and start connecting with your audience? I mean, it's that easy, right? You've made it so easy. So I envision this something on nonprofits' websites, right? Hey, shop with us. You know, do good with your shopping. Shopping for a better purpose. Shopping for the greater good, right? And because there are organizations like yours, like ShopRaise, that have made it so easy, like, why not? There would be no harm, no foul. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah, and I 100% agree with that. But we also know is that many organizations have limited resources. So that's why it's always really critical. And we don't have enough time. We don't necessarily have enough dollars. We don't have enough supporters, you know, all of those types of things. So again, you know, just, you know, as I always say, whenever I'm talking to any nonprofit, I want to make sure that they get the best result. And the best result really is start with the core fundraisers. Because again, would you rather have $100 now through a donation or $100 over the course of a year from that same user? And the answer is you always want the donation first.
Yes, of course.
When you look at shopping programs specifically, they are great ways again, of engaging people in a way that's not very intrusive, where they don't see, they don't feel kind of put upon or like, hey, I've got to really, you know, I have $100 here. I could use it to buy groceries for myself, or I could use it to donate to my cause. And unfortunately, especially in this economy, whenever times are uncertain, it's a lot more difficult to get those people to make the donation, even though they might be the best supporters of your cause. So that's where shopping programs really, really shine, is giving people that way where they can, you know, support your organization, you know, in a way that's not going to necessarily negatively affect them. But we still want to make sure that we're focusing on those donations, because that's really our bread and butter as a nonprofit. So it's really a combination of both, which is really fantastic. If you want to start with a shopping program, I think that's fantastic. You could definitely do it. And one of the best ways to start is that for your own organization, start making purchases that you need for your own organization. What I'm talking about are things like, if you need office supplies, if you're doing, let's say, an event and you need, you know, like say groceries or, you know, food, or if you're planning a travel trip and you're going to use maybe something like an Expedia to plan that trip that you need. All those are opportunities within your organization that literally you can start anytime. You can just right away and start doing it yourself. And I always tell people, when you start a program like that, start with yourself as the first person, if you're the one running the program. Then go to all the other people in your organization, go to the board, start there, get them to start using it. And then you're probably going to have hopefully some champions, those people that you're relying on that'll actually help spread the word, get them to start using it. And then it becomes more of an organic kind of growth opportunity. And then it also diminishes any of that kind of either or, especially, like I said, because we have limited resources as an organization. You know, you don't want to be sitting there saying, do I promote a shopping program or do I promote my gala that I'm going to have, or my auction, or my donation drive? The great thing about shopping programs, you can combine them. If we pretend right now, let's say we were doing a virtual gala for all of our supporters. It's just as easy to be able to take a few minutes out of your time and say, hey, why don't you download our shopping app? It's something you can do right now. Maybe you can do a little incentive to encourage them, but they can literally do it in 5 minutes while you're at an event. That's a really great way of making it so that way you're able to focus on your core fundraisers while still incorporating these great shopping programs as well.
Yeah, I mean, sky's the limit. I can see it in a signature line. I can see it as a footer, or in email campaigns. I can see it in on the website. I can see it on social, especially around the holidays when gift giving and gift purchasing seems to be high. So I really think that there's endless possibilities to just have like a steady stream of, you know, a little income coming in, you know, incremental income. And once you set it up, it can be pretty powerful. You know, I kind of opened with, okay, what is a shopping program? But I have a lot of familiarity. So I am a top cash back customer, which really goes into my pocket. So I have to admit that. I was an Amazon Smiles customer, which, am I correct? Amazon Smiles is gone, right? Like that.
That is correct. You know, last year, unfortunately, in the spring, I think it was February of 2023, Amazon shut down their Smile program. So.
Yep. And my daughter runs a very small nonprofit. That's why I challenged you with, why isn't it for, you know, the startup small nonprofits? Sure. But we did get some incremental revenue from Amazon Smile. So I have some familiarity. I'm going to be a little transparent and vulnerable here. I do a lot of online shopping. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever go to the stores. I have a son with special needs. It's not as easy for me to get out. Yep. I love the convenience. So I buy a lot online. I'm always shopping, comparing, doing what I need to do online, but I never, ever, ever buy something without going through one of those promotions, because you'll be very surprised how quickly that, you know, that starts to build up. I'm only one person. Oh, sorry. Just smacked my microphone. Sorry about that, audience. But you'll be very surprised on how that piles up. And I'm only one person. Imagine that times all of the people in your database. If you can get this going, it can be something real.
Yeah, the average household spends about $5,000 a month on all of their spending. You know, we're talking about everything from, you know, again, buying groceries to, you know, getting gas to, you know, basically buying clothes, you know, going out to eat, restaurants, entertainment, all of those types of things. And one of the drawbacks of Amazon Smile was there were really two big drawbacks of Amazon Smile. Let's face it. Number one, well, three, I guess, if you kind of put it together. One is that you could only shop at Amazon. That's great because they're huge, but it also was if you wanted to shop anywhere else, you wouldn't get credit. The second problem from a nonprofit's perspective is they were giving 0.5%. And that's just a very, very, very small number. So just to give you an example, in 2022, the last year, they donated $90 million to charity through their Amazon Smile program, which is fantastic, except that represented over $18 billion in sales. So you sit there and you say, wait a second, guys, that's a lot of sales we're driving towards Amazon. 0.5% is really, really low. So the great thing about shopping programs is like ShopRaise is that you're earning multiple times more, you know, 4%, 5%, 8%, up to 10%, sometimes even more. So if you think about that, I mean, even at 4%, that's eight times more than what Amazon Smiles was providing. Now, the third thing that Amazon Smile didn't do, which again was one of the big issues with their program, is that once you got your check, the first question that every organization had is like, okay, who did it? I want to be able to recognize those people. I want to be able to bring them into my conversion funnel. I want to get them involved in my organization. And that was one of the really big challenges because Amazon said, no, you're not allowed to know who actually did it. And the great thing about the shopping programs now, like ShopRaise, is exactly that. You get all of that information, which is fantastic because then, like I said, if they're people who are already supporting your organization, you can recognize them. Or if they're new people, again, you can bring them into all of your other fundraising activities, your volunteer activities, and your activities supporting your mission, which is really what these programs are designed to do, or at least they should be.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would feel a lot better. I used Amazon Smile first. That was my, you know, I prioritized Amazon Smile. And then if they didn't, I would use the top cashback, which gives me a little, you know, personal, what do they call it? I don't even know what they call it. Is it a kickback? Is it a referral?
It's called we call it a contribution. But for the cashbacks, they usually call it a cashback or a reward.
Got it. But now I have a little nice amount piled up in top cashback, but I would feel a lot better if I was giving it to charity, right? Like just knowing that I would be doing, you know, a little bit good in the world. It's a no-brainer for me. I have to buy that stuff anyway. I shop online anyway. And if I can feel good about my shopping and know that my shopping was driving some impact, wow, like I'd feel really good about it. So let's start from, can we work from like the donor's perspective and then the nonprofit's perspective, if you don't mind? Because I want to know how ShopRaise makes it easy. So,
sure. Okay. So from, again, I'll talk about ShopRaise, but this is applicable to any shopping program out there. So the really great thing about the last few years is that the technology has caught up and made it really easy to use shopping programs. Okay. So basically, if you're a supporter, typically,
okay, that's me. Yep. Go ahead.
You're the supporter. You're typically going to find out about ShopRaise through one of your nonprofit organizations, but you can always come directly to ShopRaise and pick whatever cause that you want. But like I said, all you have to do is go to ShopRaise, find the cause that you want, and then sign up. And it literally takes just a minute to sign up. And we're talking like username, like an email address and a password. And that's all we need.
Super easy for, okay. So no barriers for the donor at all.
No barriers for the donor.
And I can do that right now. I can go on ShopRaise. And do you have like a convenient extent, like Chrome extension or anything like that?
Yeah. So the first thing, when you sign up at ShopRaise.com, what happens is that if you're on a mobile device, it'll ask you to download the mobile app. And if you're on your desktop, it'll ask you to download the browser extension. Now, the mobile app is available on iOS and Android, and the browser extension is available on Chrome, which is frankly most of people's browsers, as well as Firefox and Microsoft Edge. And we're going to be expanding to other browsers, but you know those are really the bigger ones. And the whole point is, once you download that app, that app now will automatically remind you when you have an opportunity to shop. So again, programs in the past, you would have to remember to go to the shopping program's website first, log in, then find your retailer. We've reversed it and made it super easy. So you can literally go directly to the retailer. So if you want to go to Amazon.com, a little pop-up will appear when you're on that website that has the logo of your cause, the name of the cause.
Oh, nice.
And then gives you a little button that says, would you like a portion of your purchase to donate to your cause? If you click yes, that's all you have to do. It's really that easy.
It's not costing the donor anymore because it's your regular purchase. It's just the contribution back or the cash back or right.
Yeah. And you get to use all the great coupons and deals that you normally do. I mean, that's the great thing about shopping programs now.
Wow.
We don't want any user, any person to have to make the decision. Do I get a discount or do I give a contribution? You know, we want it so that you can do both because that way it just we make it as easy as possible. Now, we actually do have two programs, unlike most cashback and or shopping programs. We have what we call our shopping program, where it's just like I said, you click the button, it activates. And what happens is the retailer is actually paying a marketing commission. So that's how we actually raise the money, is that we're giving the retailer what they want. They want more sales. And the great thing about giving the retailer what they want is that they'll never shut down the program. And if you grow your program from like $1,000 a year to $10 million a year or more, they're going to be super happy because they get exactly what they want, which is more and more sales.
Yeah.
But we also have a second program, which is a gift card program. So again, that's another way that we tap into the retailers themselves, where you can actually buy a gift card and use that gift card in physical stores. And you can also use that gift card to buy things online. So just today, I actually have a leaky faucet in my bathroom. And I went to Home Depot today and I purchased a couple parts that I needed. And I was able to, while I was at the store, I kept track of how much those parts were going to be. And while I was at the store, I bought a gift card and I used that gift card. And now that commission, and I earned, I think it was like $3 commission on that one purchase. And I donated it to my daughter's school. So it became really easy for me to do while I'm physically in the store. Now, here's the great thing about what we do, and I can't say about other shopping programs because we had both. You can actually combine them. So let's say you go to Walmart, and Walmart might give you 3% to use a shopping program, but then they'll give you another 2% to pay with a ShopRaise gift card. So you can actually double up and increase the contribution that you get.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait. I got it. Let's slow down. I'm going to Walmart this afternoon to make a purchase. I would go to ShopRaise and get a Walmart gift card first.
Well, you can actually, you don't even have to do that. If you have the ShopRaise mobile app, you just go to Walmart, put all the stuff in your cart, and you can actually, if you just keep track in your mind, okay, it's about, you know, $100, about $120. All you have to do is while you're actually at Walmart, you can quickly in about a minute buy that $100 gift card.
Where am I buying the gift card?
You're going to buy the gift card on the ShopRaise app.
Buy the gift card on the ShopRaise app. Okay. Yep. So forget doing anything before I leave. Just get in the car and go. Yep. Do my shopping, put it in my cart, keep a mental note. Great. Go open my ShopRaise app. In under a minute, I can get a gift card.
Let's say you go to the self-checkout. The gift card has a little scanner. So you just scan all your little stuff. The gift card has a barcode and you just press pay with gift card. You scan it and that's it. Just like
okay. Easy peasy. That's easy. I can do that.
It's super easy. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, again, you know, we always try to make it as easy as possible for people to do. And when new technologies come out, we're like, can we make it even easier? I mean, I'd love to have a program that was just on and you never have to worry about it. But again, we have to follow the rules of the retailers and they have certain rules. But again, I want to make the retailers happy too. So that way
keeps
they'll
going.
Be there year after year after year.
Okay. So we went from the perspective of the donor. It's super easy. My gosh, I'm going to do it today. I want to be shopping with ShopRaise and making sure that my purchases are driving impact. Good. Mm-hmm. You won me over. Now, how do we make it easy for the nonprofit?
Sure. So from a nonprofit perspective, you can also sign up literally in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. As a nonprofit, you go to ShopRaise.com. You select what type of organization you are, because we support everything from nonprofits. We support schools, religious organizations, teams and clubs, basically the entire spectrum. So you sign up, you put your information for your organization in our system, and then you have an account. Now, there's only three things that you need to do in order to get your account set up. You can actually literally start shopping right away, but we want to make it even better for your supporters. So the first thing you do is you customize your account. You're going to give us your logo. You're going to give us a little bit of message, and you're going to give us a hero shot, an image. On your own landing page that just represents, again, your organization. So, you know, it's, again, something that we're just using to make your supporters feel really good about signing up. And then what you do is we actually provide you with all the marketing you need, all the customized marketing you need. So everything from emails to text to social media posts to, you know, basically any type of program. We have flyers with QR codes on it. All of those materials are all ready for you to go. So that way, when you're ready to promote it to your supporters, you have everything that you need to promote it. When your supporters, like I said, sign up, they'll be going from your ad, your website, to your custom ShopRaise landing page, which again has your logo on it. So that way they feel really good. It basically becomes your shopping program. And the great thing about that customization is that your logo and again, your messaging and your images will show up in the browser extension and will also show up in the mobile app. So the cool thing is when you start your mobile app, it'll show the ShopRaise logo. And then right after it, it's going to show your logo. So it feels like it's your shopping app that you developed. And that, again, that's what supporters really want. They want that connection. They already have that connection with you. We're just reinforcing that. And the other really great thing about doing that customization is that you get that kind of that contextually relevant message in front of your supporter multiple times a week. When they shop, they see that message and then they can feel good that they're pressing the button. They're generating revenue for you. Now, the final thing is that you just sign up for how you want to receive your payouts, because that's obviously the most important thing. It's great that everybody shops, but we all want the money. So from a funding perspective, what we do, unlike what Amazon Smile does, we pay out every single month. You just set that up so that way you get the funds. And the great thing is these are unrestricted funds, so you can use them however you want. If you've ever gotten that restricted, unrestricted conversation, it's always great to be able to say, hey, I don't have to dedicate certain funds to a specific project. You can dedicate it to whatever you want, which is really fantastic. And again, you get all of the information in your admin about who's shopping, about how much they're spending, and about how much contribution they earned for you. And then you can easily download that information, put it into your CRM, put it into your other programs, so you can now start reaching out to all those supporters and getting them involved in your other fundraising activities.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great opportunity to create a template to convert them. You know, they picked you for a reason. There's some type of alignment there. So express gratitude, thank them, and say, you know, please keep shopping with us. If you'd like to do more, here's opportunities for you to get involved, right? So what a better way to try to nurture some of these new contacts, which are so hard to come by, and try to convert them into lifelong donors. So it's a great strategy to not just sit back and let, you know, the incremental revenue come in, but also to try to nurture that in some way for growth. Easy. And I have to say that it conditions myself a little, but I do go to the top cashback site and then go to the retailer site, but it is that easy. If I'm buying something for Home Depot, a hot water heater, my hot water heater broke, it's nothing for me to go to Top Cashback first. Yep. And then just make my purchase.
And that's kind of the whole point. That's why, you know, when your supporters sign up, we always encourage them to get the app on their mobile device and on their desktop device, because, you know, a lot of times you might, you know, forget, you know, but if that pop-up appears automatically. But the other great thing is that within our system, you can actually favorite all your retailers. They end up on your home screen on the browser extension. Since it's always up there in the corner, you can click on it and see all your favorite retailers. It makes it really easy. We just added a gift card wallet. So that way you can buy gift cards ahead of time. They live in the wallet and you can use them at the checkout. We remind you to use them at the checkout. So again, it becomes super, super easy. And that's our job, is to make the technology easy. The job of the nonprofit, what your job is to promote the program to your supporters.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the only catch. And I've seen organizations where, again, they get into this question mark of, you know, do I do my donation drive, or do I do ShopRaise? Do I do my auction? Do I do ShopRaise? And the answer is, as I explained earlier, do both. It's great. I mean, yeah. if you think about donation drives, think about this. When you let's say you're sending out an email to ask for a donation, you're basically giving people, I mean, a lot of times you'll have consultants, so they'll talk to you, say, hey, ask for a donation now, maybe ask for a recurring donation. And you're going to have a percentage of people that aren't going to engage with you. Well, the problem is there's a huge percentage of people who didn't donate. And we want to give them something that they can do, because we don't know why they didn't donate. Maybe they just didn't have the money that month. Maybe they'll be ready next month, but why not give them an opportunity to get engaged with you right now? You know, and I always say include messaging about shopping programs with your volunteer opportunities. You know, say, hey, thank you so much for donating. It's a great post donation program. Thank you for donating. Here's other ways to get involved. Or for, like I said, this donation drive example, you know, after you ask for do the drive, send a response to anybody who didn't donate and say, by the way, here's a couple great ways you can support our cause without having to spend any money right now, because you don't want to give people either donate or nothing. Give people an opportunity of donate or other opportunities that they can support your organization, because we really want to make sure everybody's involved. And that especially goes for young people. I know it's not on the top of our mind a lot because we're focused on our biggest donors. But remember, our biggest donors tomorrow are the young people today. And Those are the people that, you know, they don't have the disposable income. They need something. You want to get them engaged and involved right now.
And they're very impact minded. They're mission driven. They want to do good. And I think they'd feel good. That generation would certainly feel great about knowing their shopping experiences were driving some impact. You know, I love how it activates groups. You know,
and they're also used to the technology. I mean, you don't have to teach them about any technology. They're using it all the time. They're doing some amazing stuff. So,
yeah, well, definitely activates groups, right? If you're looking to activate your volunteer group, what a better perfect way. You're bored. You're 100% right. You know, and they're probably dropping some money on some online purchases.
Sure.
And then newer generations. So I do like how it's helping activate some different groups. Wow. Okay. Go ahead, John.
No, I was just saying, on average, just so you kind of get an idea, on average, shopping programs can generate over $100 per user per year now. And that's actually growing.
Okay. I have a little bit more in my top cashback. So yeah, I have
absolutely.
To say
that's
might
that's
be low.
What I'm saying is, we're talking on average. So some people shop a few times. We have customers that are spending $250 every other day. And because that's what they're shopping for. And the cool part is some of these people are buying the things that they need for an organization, for their organization. So it's like, it becomes really easy. We have animal shelters, for example, that are buying their pet food, their animal supplies, their pet supplies, you know, through these types of programs. And it makes it, again, it's just something you're spending money on anyway.
Sure.
And when you're thinking about all the expenditures that you have, if you really sit down and think, well, I'm buying groceries this week, I'm buying, you know, some clothes, I need, you know, I got to fix the, like I said, the thing on the sink.
It adds up.
And like I said, the really, you know, if you get into the higher end users, which, since you said you're a really big shopper, you're looking at $200, $300, $400, $500 or more per year. It's just really based on shopping. The other really amazing thing about shopping programs is that you get to take advantage of the trends. You could attach yourself to the online shopping trends. Online shopping has been increasing double digits every year for the past, you know, 20 years. And that's something where, I mean, I know donations have been growing, but I wish donations would continue to grow like that over years. You get to attach yourself to that. And any new technology that comes out, you don't have to worry about it. That's our job. We worry about all the new technologies and how people are shopping and all that stuff. We're just giving you that opportunity. So you get to do what you're really good at, which is talking to your supporters, reaching out to your supporters, you know, getting them involved. And, you know, as a support organization, we just handle all that technical stuff on the back end. So that way you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, you made it so easy. And I know that even if I forgot to go to my shopping page, you know, my shopping portal first, that extension reminds me. So it's even easier. So yeah, you've really made it easy. I do have two more questions. Can you hang out with me a little bit longer?
Sure,
two more questions. Okay. So the first is, what if I'm a donor and I don't see the mission that I'm really passionate or aligned to in the options? What can I do?
Well, like I said, if we have a list of about 450,000 organizations you can choose from. We don't have direct relationships with all those, but just like with Amazon Smile, we want people to be able to start supporting any organization they want. But if there isn't an organization there, you can contact us. We'll be happy to reach out to that organization, reach out to that nonprofit, school team, or club, or religious organization, and try to get them on board. You can start fundraising right away for that organization. And like I said, we'll just be sending them checks no matter what on a monthly basis. So, you know, no matter what, they'll be getting their checks. And it's, like I said, it's really easy to do. More than likely we'll have the organization, but there might be like a chapter that you want to support specifically. Like I said, just let us know and we'll work on getting the direct relationship with them.
So just contact ShopRaise. So I think what we'll do is, if it's okay with you, we're going to put a lot of information in the show notes. Mm-hmm. You know, what is a shopping program, how to get involved, is there a demo link that I can include?
Yeah, actually there is. We do live demos almost every day of the week. So that way you can ask questions, you know, from one of the ShopRaise experts, and, you know, it's really great. It's a really easy way to get involved. The other thing is, since it's free, you can always just sign up and then just try it out.
Wait, if you don't what's like free?
It, what, it's really what's free? Easy. So it's like, there's really no risk at all. So.
Wait, what's free? Free for who? For the donor or the nonprofit?
Everyone. It's free for the supporter. It's free for the nonprofit. Again, you know, we're just.
Wait, if I'm a nonprofit and I wanted to sign up today, there's no cost for this.
There's no cost. Yep. And the reason is because the retailers are the one who are actually generating the revenue. They're paying the marketing fee that we're using to fund the donations. So we don't have to charge anything in order to make this technology work. The retailers are paying us. We're splitting the fee that we get, the marketing fees. We take a small portion to fund our operations and the rest goes to you as a cause.
Wow. Mic drop. I thought for sure. So I get this dashboard and the tracking and the mm-hmm. contact information, and I am not paying a software fee or a yep. license or yep. a monthly fee or anything.
Nope. Yeah. I mean,
oh my God. Come on now.
We tried to make this. I don't like using the word no brainer, but we tried to make this again a no brainer.
I'll use the word no brainer. Mic drop. Yeah. Wow. You know what, Sean? I am now officially, mark this date and time, I am a ShopRaise customer and a ShopRaise donor.
Awesome. Well, we're glad cool. to have you.
Yeah. Well, it's so cool. Thank you for breaking it down for the people listening, for nonprofits. It really is a no-brainer. I mean, we have to find, yes, we wear many, many hats. This is probably not prioritized at the moment, but you know what? Find bandwidth in your planning this year. Especially, I think this is great because Cyber Monday is going to be here a lot sooner than you know. I mean, yes, we're still in Q1 of 2024. That's when we're recording this episode. But you know what? Make that your goal. Have it up and running and tested and worked out by Cyber Monday. And you could at least reap the benefits of end of the year.
Well, don't forget, we actually we have a relationship with Amazon. And again, we're able to offer twice as much with our Amazon gift card than they were offering in their program. So if you loved Amazon Smiles, you get twice as much with ShopRaise. So
wow.
Amazon Prime Day is coming up, I think, a little bit sooner than Cyber Monday. So that's always a great thing to get started with as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, you converted me. I am now a ShopRaise customer. I feel good. I feel really good. Well, Fearless Fundraisers, that's about all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed today's Raise Nation topic. I told you it was going to be fun. It's all about shopping with impact. And I hope you enjoyed your daily dose of fundraising inspiration. Please tune in for a new episode release every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. That's Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. In the meantime, listen to all the episodes on Raise Nation Radio. And as I mentioned when we opened the show, follow us at any channel that you get your podcasts on, because we do stream on 10 different channels and we're on demand at onecause.com. This way you can get notifications about all our new guests. And if you are a fundraiser, if you're a nonprofit and you'd like to be a guest on the show, please contact me, hello@onecause.com. We'd love to put a spotlight on your mission and give you a platform to share your messaging. So please connect with me. All your fundraisers, you're doing such amazing things to build better tomorrows for our communities. We applaud you. We're grateful for you, but we know your stories are awe-inspiring. So please let me share them. I would like to thank our sponsor, OneCause, for making this episode possible. OneCause is driving the future of fundraising with easy-to-use digital fundraising solutions that help nonprofits connect with donors. Check it out, onecause.com. And please visit our resource tab on the homepage. There is a broad catalog of content that hopefully you'll find helpful. And that too is free. So a huge, huge shout out and thanks to my guest, Sean Kaliza. I should be able to roll that off the tongue a little bit better than I'm doing, who founded ShopRaise. It's just brilliant. He is the CEO. He's had lots of good things to share. Sean, we're going to have you back again, especially around, you know, the whole gift giving season. Maybe we'll do a webinar together. I don't know. Lots of good stuff here. Thank you so much for being with us today. I so enjoyed this conversation. But I do have to ask, because we ask all our guests, and I want you to contribute too. Any last words of inspiration?
Sure. Just remember, you guys are the heroes. We're just lucky to help. So.
Oh, you guys are the heroes. We're lucky to help. Oh, I have to quote that in the show notes. That's beautiful. Sean, it's just a pleasure from the moment I met you. it's just been an easy conversation. I think that's because you just make everything really easy. I hope all of our nonprofits and all of our donors that are listening have been converted to ShopRaise customers today. I'm sure they will be. But please come back and join us. Don't be a stranger. We want everyone to have a shopping program that drives impact, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. I really appreciated
allowing Thank you. And say love and say hello to Rebecca for us.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Well, fearless fundraisers, that's about all we have time for today. That is a wrap. I'm Dawn Lego. Until next time, this is Raise Nation Radio. You stay fearless out there.